Audacity Magazine and Events is celebrating a half a decade of amplifying young professionals and small businesses. Join them Saturday, June 1st at Independent Distilling in Decatur, Georgia for their fifth anniversary party running from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enter the nonprofit raffle benefiting the Lost and Found Youth for a chance to win a prize from one of the event's sponsors. Shop business vendor markets, enjoy music by DJ Hecno Beats, and sip on the Audacity cocktail created especially for this event by the distillery's expert mixologist. This event is absolutely free for guests to attend, no RSVP, no sign-up needed. For more information on the event, visit audacitymagazine.org, and to inquire about sponsorships, email audacitymagonline@gmail.com. That's audacity, M-A-G, online at gmail.com. So I love how, like, right before I just hit this record button, you know, I'm going down to the whole rundown with you, and I said, good luck. And then you were like, you looking at me like, I know how to podcast, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, no, that's not... Not to you, to me.
Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time, where we change the narrative by changing the perspective. I'm Jared Dam. And it's about damn time to have another conversation that changes the way you think and perceive things. The only question is, are you ready?
Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I'm Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, or if you're not, It's About Damn Time. It's a podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey, if you will. I'm on a road to building better me, and hopefully through my conversations and revelations, I am taking you along the way so you can build you a better you, and then we can all be better together. See, I fix it up every week. I change it up just a little bit. Just play with it.
Love it.
I'm here with alumni, person who's been here before, person I always want to have on, like, honestly, two or three times a year, but only ask her, like, once a year. Person who is a dear friend to me, even though she may not know it, Steffi Kiss, the Offensive Mommy podcast producer. I didn't even read your bio. Because you were like, I got to work on that. And I was like, girl, you don't need that because I got you.
Listen, I feel like I'm a new person every time I come on the mic, that my bio just is never up to date. I transform so much. It's so fucking crazy.
You do. How is that? Because I feel like the podcast is like completely different than what it was when you were here. I think like maybe like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had just moved to Florida. That was like my first.
You did. Because I was waiting on you so I could be like, yeah, let's talk about the Florida move.
Yeah.
So it's been like 2 years.
And I'm kind of in the same space. I've grown so much since the last time you've met me. But I have a lot of Gemini placements. If y'all don't know, my name is Steffi Kiss, the autism mommy, all the things that he said. But I'm also a witchy bitch. So I have a lot of air in my chart, a lot of Gemini placements, as well as a lot of 12th house placements, which is Pisces. And if you know Pisces, you know, they're go with the flow, they're the fish, right? So I just feel like I'm like a string in the breeze, a string when it gets caught in the river. Like, it just goes wherever it needs to go. And my son, who, if you heard my last episode with Jared, we spoke about me being an autism mom, and my son, he has a lot of earth in his chart. So he's the one that grounds me, because if it wasn't for him, I'd probably be living on an island somewhere. I don't even know, to be honest.
So that's why I like your son. I hadn't even met him. That's why I like him, because, you know, I have like earth and fire in my chart. Mm-hmm. So since you just said you witchy, we're going to get some witchy shit real fast. So I got obviously Taurus sun. I got a Virgo moon and a Leo rising. But I got like a lot of fire in my, and I got like an ounce of water. I got like Scorpio somewhere. I forgot.
Yeah.
Saturn or something. I don't know. You're like,
well, no. If you're a Scorpio, Pluto for sure, because that's generational.
Mm-hmm. Generational, right? That's right. So that's what I am. That's it. That's the drop of water I got. It's only because it's generational. So
yeah. So
I'll be playing with no feelings. I'm logical. Don't approach me with that rah rah shit. You out of pocket. Like, that's how I feel about it.
Not with that rah rah shit. I mean, I feel like water signs get the bad rap of being called emotional, but it's not necessarily that they're emotional. It's just that they feel everything. Like, they have the capacity to go into any crevice. So it's like they can feel their way around. They can feel, if there's an exit, pour some water somewhere. You'll find where the exit is because it's going to find a way.
That's real. That's true. Okay.
So it's about feeling, you know, you just feel it a little bit more. You have a lot of earth, so like you're just grounded, and that's great because let me tell you something. I'm like a helium balloon. Like, I just be up in the air going every damn way. But it's helped me because I'm so adaptable that I've been able to hit so many different like job opportunities, and I'm older too, so like people don't realize that I worked in the medical field for 20 years. Like,
yeah, I keep forgetting that. Oh, man.
A completely different life.
Yeah.
Anybody who knew me 10 years ago, they're going to be like, they would probably look at my page now and like, this girl lost her fucking mind. She moved to Florida and I don't know what the fuck happened to her. We lost her.
No, but you know what? Yeah, because when did you stop? You stopped right before you started your podcast, right? Like, or with like right.
2020.
Right, yeah, right. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I quit my job 3 months after my podcast came out. Unrelated. I'm not one of those like, oh yeah, I'm great now. I had to quit my job. No, completely unrelated.
I'll say, yo, teach me the ways. Because
I don't want people to think I'm going to sell them a dream. Like, that's not happening over here.
This 9-to-5 suck. And that's why I had you all to sit there and talk about it. Because we don't talk about how to get out of a toxic workplace. Before we get there, start talking about the toxic workplace, I did want to pick your brain because I told you beforehand, I can't talk about a lot of, you know, witchy shit with people because, first of all, I'm a black man and I know about astrology and shit, so people look at me like I'm crazy anyway, right? and so, you know, Mercury retrograde is here, you know, everything. Currently, at the time of record, we're going through Mercury retrograde. And how you deal with it? Because I'm a little nervous to do any fucking, so I need some witchy advice from you.
So I always say astrology isn't a belief system. It's not something that you believe in. It's a tool. It's something that you use like you would use the weather app on your phone, right? Mm-hmm. So right now from April 1st until for most of the month of April, from the 1st to the 25th, yeah, something like that, we're in Mercury retrograde. And the way I handle that is basically just taking my time. So like, retrograde is all about the RE words. So reflect, relax, renaissance, like all of that is just like, you just have to take your time. Mercury is the fastest planet. Yes. Mercury, Venus. Yes. I have to say them in order. It's the closest one to the sun. So it's the fastest, which is why it looks like it's going backwards, but it's actually not. It's actually going so fast that it looks like it's going backwards in the sky. It's some weird science shit that I really can't explain. But that's basically what it is. And because it handles communication, because it handles technology, and we are a huge technology-based society now, it can really... Like, for example, today, I was making a TikTok in my car, and Chris Corzini, I don't know if you follow him, but he does, like, monthly tarot readings based on your sign. And he told my sign basically to shut the fuck up. Essentially. Basically. And so I was trying to do a TikTok today, real cute or whatever. As I was filming it, the audio from a video that I did not film on TikTok uploaded and it was syncing. All you heard was the background rustling noise of a video I had filmed at like 6 a.m. And I was doing a TikTok at like 10. I have it screenshot and screen record because I couldn't believe it. I was just like, and y'all can't tell me Mercury retrograde ain't fucking crazy. But had I not had the wherewithal of saying, okay, it's literally Mercury retrograde, I probably would have threw my phone against the wall. But instead, I was just like, it's fine. It's not meant for me to put that out right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it wasn't the video that you put out where you ate chicken.
It was sure. No. We didn't talk in that video. I don't know if you noticed. They told me to shut the fuck up, so I shut the fuck up.
Y'all, if y'all not following Stephanie Kisses on multiple platforms, like, first of all, I want to talk about it because I just watched it like probably like 20 minutes before I got on. So Stephanie tortures her son, not like literally tortures her son, but she like tortures her son. And so they eat chicken. She's in the car and they eating chicken, and she's matching his face, trying to match his face. And my boy did not have some water until like 15, 20 minutes in. And so Stephanie's trying to eat the chicken like he eating the chicken at the same pace. And she was like, she got to a point, she was like, yo, do you want some water? Like, I'm opening this for you. Like, here you go. Like, she trying to shove the water down his throat. It was hilarious. Oh, man, it made my day. It made my day.
You say I torture him, but he is so unfazed by me. I was checking, and he did not care. He was literally laughing in his chicken. And I'm like... Can you not? I thought that was be funny. Today is April 2nd at the time of the recording, so it's Autism Awareness Day. So that's why I wanted to put something out with him, just because people love... Let me tell you something. I am not the star of my Instagram. Ethan is.
Yeah.
100%.
That's facts. That's facts. 100%.
It's so crazy.
Oh, all right. So let's get into this toxic workplace and environment, trying to remove yourself from it. Look, I think most people can probably relate to some kind of toxic work environment, whether it's big or small. You happen to, you know, went through some stuff. So, like, when I was, like, doing my little research and stuff, I saw it and I was like, I'm going to write Steph's name down. I'm not today. I'm not going to talk to him today about it. I'm letting it breathe a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like,
Yeah.
So, I guess the first question I got to ask you is, when you think of a toxic work environment, what do you think of? Because I think we all have like different definitions from it.
I think a toxic work environment is anywhere that doesn't make you feel comfortable. Like if I feel discomfort just existing in my job, then that's toxic to me, because what are you doing to make me feel so uncomfortable? And toxicity doesn't necessarily mean that the other person is doing something actively that they think is toxic. Sometimes something that's toxic to you is not toxic to me. So you have to have the self-awareness to know what it is that you're feeling when you're working, and how the work is making you feel, how the environment is making you feel, so that you can actually take an assessment like, okay, you know what? I think it's actually time for me to go, because maybe I was happy here 2 years ago, but 2 years ago, Stephanie is not the Stephanie that's here right now. So you always have to reevaluate where you are and what you're doing. So
yeah.
I think that's where it mostly comes from. Just trying to be comfortable. Nobody wants to be uncomfortable at all.
Right. And I think what I like about, I feel like, because I feel older, like I'm only a few years older than you, but I feel like older because I'm like outskirts of Generation X. So like when I look at everybody else, where like everything was talked to me like, yo, well, you just stay at the job until, you know, you just stay at the job and you mm-hmm. and
get like, that 401k, get that retirement.
Yeah. And I've been at my current job for like 5 years, but the job prior, I was there for like 13 years and I didn't really think I was gonna leave. I was miserable there, mm-hmm. but I didn't think I was gonna leave because I was like, I still gotta prove to them that they need to promote me. Like, I know they ain't promoted me in year 12, but, you know, it's coming, which is dumb. But I think I find myself now envious of everyone else, where they're like, fuck that shit. I'm not staying here. Like, a year and a half, 2 years, I'm out. Like, I'm going to find something else. And it's become the norm where if they feel like it's toxic, whether it's the work environment, whether it's the leadership, whether it's the coworkers, like, I'm not staying for it. So, toxic work environment can be any of those things. So what, for you, what is the big one for you? Like if you had to sit there and itemize and be like, okay, I can deal with kooky coworkers that like get on my nerves a little bit as long as I ain't got to talk to them, or the work here is trash, but I don't know about this. What's the one that you like, I can't deal with shit. Nope, I can't deal with it. Is it leadership? Is it coworkers? Is it environment? Is it something else? What is it?
I really think it just depends, but it all boils down to, truthfully, the one thing I will not play about if I'm doing a job for you is do not play with my money. That is a big no-no for whatever it is, whether it's, you know, you're passing me up on raises or, you know, bonuses, or you're trying to undermine me during my evaluations or whatever, that will affect my paycheck. If you're questioning my work way after the fact that it was done, like all of that, just so you don't have to pay me when whatever happened, like, don't play with my money. I am a single mother. You see Ethan, he eats a lot of fucking chicken. Okay, like, I don't
Popeyes
play with
ain't
my
cheap.
Money.
Like, Popeyes ain't cheap.
Popeyes is very fucking expensive. Very fucking expensive. And he loves it. Like, obviously, we don't eat it every day, but like, when he wants outside food, it's Popeyes, point blank, period. Unless we're in Atlanta, then it's JJ's, and that's a different story.
Yo, see, I haven't been to JJ's.
You've never been to JJ's?
I've been here 17 years.
I was just going to say, don't you live in Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah. But in my defense, you'll never take me to JJ's. So I'd be like, I'll be.
No, nah,
I'd be like, yo, you know, Steph. She probably in town and looked at her stories and everything. So she probably gonna be like, oh yeah, Jerry, you are in town. I'm about to go here to get some chicken. You want to hang out?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I am
terrible. I am self-diagnosed like ADHD. I don't say that lightly because neurodivergence is very, you know, it's a very serious topic. However, because my son is autistic, I have a very higher possibility of having some sort of neurodivergence. So there are a lot of ADHD and even autistic tendencies that I see within myself. And object permanence is definitely one of them. Out of sight, out of mind is terrible, which is why my dating life is the way it is.
That might be another whole podcast episode right there.
Yeah,
oh, man.
For sure.
Oh, man. But I don't hold it because I know when you're here in town, y'all are working. Y'all are working y'all ass off. So for those that don't know, Stephanie is a podcast producer extraordinaire. Like, I mean, I know
I am going to update that a little bit. I'm not just I'm a content producer. I don't just do podcasts.
Okay. All right. Content producer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that even better. Can I change it on my Instagram? Yeah. I might have to jack you for that. Okay,
we
look
at more than just podcasts.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Okay. See, this is why I be wanting you to be, when you in town, this is why I be wanting to hang, because I be needing to pick your brain, because Stephanie be doing, like, I be producing, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all know I be talking about on here, I be producing. Nah, Stephanie be producing. Like, the shit that you be seeing on her stores, I be like, I just want to learn how to work the equipment so I can do that and talk, you know. So
it's a lot, but it's a lot of fun. So shout out to the SC Content House in Atlanta. Check it out.
Shout out. I've been there once and absolutely love the experience there. So once you discover that you're in a toxic work environment, and I'm having this conversation with you because I don't know how much you want to share from your last experience. So I'm going to leave it completely up to you. But once you've established that you're in a toxic work environment, because sometimes that shit can just sneak up on you. Like, you know, you're working. Yeah, this is everything I wanted. The fuck? What the fuck is happening around here? So you've already identified it. What are your next steps? What are you doing after that?
Truthfully, old Stephanie. So my last job before the pandemic, the doctor's office that I was with for 7 years, I quit in August of 2020. And March of that year, literally right before the world shut down, I had, I don't want to say an altercation because it sounds like we fought because we didn't fight, but
it's like a fight. Yeah.
It wasn't, I swear to God, it wasn't a fight, but I had a little tiff with someone in my job and it turned everything toxic in that job. And that version of Stephanie didn't know how to shut the fuck up. So I would end up, you know, I love to rant. Y'all remember my first podcast, like, Are Y'all Dead Ass was like the last segment, and it was my favorite segment because it was literally anything that just got on my nerves. I would just ask, like, are y'all really dead ass? And I would just always rant about this stuff and like try to get it out and tell people need to know my story and why I left and this, this, that, and the third, and you're going to hear me. And this go around, I took a step back and I was just like, you know what? It's not worth everybody knowing exactly what happened. And it's crazy because when I would tell everybody my stories back in the day, nobody even knew who the fuck I was talking about. I worked in a little doctor's office on the Upper East Side. Nobody knew who Emmeline was. Yes, Emmeline, hi, if you ever hear this. Nobody knew who she was. And I would tell my story. This time around, had I mentioned it, like, clearly Jarrett knew what I was talking about, even though I never really said what I was saying. But, like, because everybody knew who I was working with and who I was associated with, and then they just saw I wasn't associated with them anymore, a lot of people had questions. And I think it was growth for me to actually not let my emotions overtake the message I want to get across. Because I'm not going to say I'm never going to speak about this, because there's a lot of things that I want to speak about, but I don't want to make it about her or her company. It's really more so about how us as a society, we're shifting. Like, again, to get witchy, we just left Pluto in Capricorn. Capricorn is big daddy energy. Capricorn is capitalism energy, right? We're leaving that. We left that, and we're in Aquarius season now. We're going to be in Aquarius for the next 15 years. Aquarius is like, we're not with none of that bullshit at all. And I feel like a lot of people are so concerned about the money. And not to say I'm not concerned about money, because clearly I'm not fucking with you if you're fucking with my money. However, I'm never disrespecting anybody over money.
Right.
And I hate that it's so many people in the work in general, not even just the podcast industry or the entertainment industry or the music industry, nobody has integrity anymore when it comes to work. And it's I'm tired of that. You know, Samaya Burton, the owner of Sexual Essentials, her and I, we're starting basically a media group. And it's a network where we are running everything with integrity. We are making important content. We're turning life skills into entertainment. So we're also making sure that people are getting paid. We're also making sure that if you're making this content, if you're behind the content, if you have a story to tell, we're going to try to get it out there, but also not just trying to take advantage of the production cost, because production costs a lot of fucking money.
Yes, it does. That's a word. Say that again. Say that shit again.
A lot of fucking money. And people do not understand. They think you're just pressing record on a camera and record on a mic and putting it all together and that's it. This shit costs money. Like, if you want it, like, in order to have a visual component that you're able to put on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and everything, and it keep the same quality level, that just recording it takes money. Just hosting that on a Dropbox or a hard drives are $500.
Right.
Like, these are costs that you don't even think about. I'm sorry, I went into a whole tangent because on budgets, and I'm just like,
I feel it.
Nobody understands how expensive it is. So anyways, I went a whole budget. So I can understand why your bottom line is what's important to you. But at the end of the day, who's last is going to be first and who's first is going to be last in these next 15 years. So if you've been doing bad just to get to the front, prepare to get your ass to the back, because that's not what it's going to be anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right. Like, everything you're saying, I'm feeling you, because I don't mind the tangent on production calls. Like, I'm having conversations with people because I'm at a point now where I'm trying to know my worth and saying, okay, all right, I'm not going to charge this, but I got to charge this because I'm doing a lot of shit. And you look at people and they're like, wait, you want to charge me how much? I'm like, yes, I want to charge you that much. Mm-hmm. And I'm really giving you a deal. So, like,
a discount.
Yeah. So I feel that. But also, going back to what you said again, I didn't know anything. I knew you were associated with the person. I knew I had my own issues with the person. First of all, you know me well enough to know that one, I'm nosy as hell. But two,
am nosy as well. I'm not even gonna lie.
I'm so fucking nosy. But two, I wasn't gonna ask anything unless you offered it. I was like, I gotta put myself in a setting where me and you are talking, and then you'd be like, oh, by the way, did you know? And I was gonna be like, you're gonna be all in there, like, yeah, I you know. But I do want to go on record and say I do absolutely positively love how you handled everything. And I learned, I got the tail end of old Stephanie. And I know new Stephanie. And I recognize the growth. And I want, you know, as your friend, I want to sit there and tell you that I see you, mommy.
Thank you.
I see you. I can't pull off mommy. I see you though, but I see you. And I respect what you did there. Like, you were real classy with it. You just moved on. And I love the fact that you are, you know, somebody are creating this brand and recognizing people. So if y'all need like a 44-year-old intern, holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying?
We could talk off camera because there's a lot of things going on at the SC Concerts House. So if you want to learn, I mean, we could figure things out for sure.
Hell yes. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it. Because, once you got out of there, and again, we're not going into a whole lot of details because they don't need to come out. I don't know what lawyers it might be. It might be like a little hump.
There was lawyers involved, but we can get off that off camera.
So you decided that enough was enough and you got out. How was that feeling? You know, like,
so, to be honest, this was the first job I was ever fired from. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that was interesting in the 38 years that I've been alive, because I've never been fired from a job. And not to say that she didn't have her reasons. I'm not going to say that. But I feel like this might sound toxic. I feel like I didn't know how to leave that job. So subconsciously, I might have been fucking up to be let go. Not very confrontational. I didn't do anything crazy like like mess up of whatever, but you know, I might have been late here or there on deliverables. It was also the summertime. It was the first summertime. If y'all don't know, I have 100% custody of my son, and I had not had a sitter in 2 years. And it was the summertime, and it was the first time I was without him for 2 years. Oh, yeah. So, and I was in Atlanta at that point as well. So it was a lot. And I'm not going to say if I was her, I would have let me go as well too. The letting go wasn't the problem. The issue is that people don't know how to separate business from personal. And they also don't know how to shut the fuck up, which is something I had to learn. Right. So it was toxic beforehand, which is what kind of led me to like not want to do it anymore, which in turn led me to be let go. And then the person who let me go still felt the need to talk shit about me like publicly.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand why that was a thing at all. So I think me just realizing that, to be honest, it had nothing to do with me. She would have did this to anybody else. And to your point, you had said earlier, like, you know, how do you know sometimes it just comes at you quickly? I don't think it comes at you as quick as stealthily as you imagine. You just don't think it's ever going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I saw her do the exact same thing that she did to me to other people. But because we were cool and because, you know, we kiki'd on the side, I'm a cool person. I'll laugh kiki with you all day long. I didn't think it was going to be all that when it came to me. Right. And unfortunately, you know, people are going to show you who they are. You just have to believe them the first time they do it, even if it's not to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's real. That's real. I want to go back to what you said about being unhappy there.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't necessarily probably know how to leave. So the way you the way you did it was almost like forcing a hand. And regardless of all that extra stuff that was done after the fact, which is horrible and not cool, I want to sit there for a second because I think a lot of people, fuck a lot of people, I do that shit. Like,
you self-sabotage.
Exactly. I'm a big self-sabotager. And you get to a point where I'm unhappy, whether it's relationship, whether it's work, I'm unhappy with this. And it's almost like when it first saw when you had to cut his head off in order to escape. That's how I feel. I'm like, where's the fucking hacksaw so I can cut this thing off and get out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. So is that something that you just kind of figured out after the fact, or is
it cocks about? It was definitely retrospectively. Like, I have been working more towards trusting my intuition in this past year because of what happened with that situation. Because there were things that were going on that made me feel uncomfortable. There were a lot of times where I would hold my tongue when things were said around me just because. And this person, I'm not going to sit here and say that their presence in my life wasn't of value, because it was. They taught me a lot of things. They put me in the position to do a lot of things. Now, again, I'm a witchy bitch, and I just think this person, I needed to know this person to get me to another person.
Exactly.
I think that's what it is. So I'm not going to diminish their capacity in my life, but I didn't listen to myself when I felt the uneasiness, when I felt the uncomfortableness, when I wanted to say something and didn't. I didn't listen to myself. And little by little, I hated the phone calls. I didn't want to be texted by this person anymore because I just didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to feel judged in a way. And because I didn't really pay attention to those feelings, I put myself in a predicament where I was dealing with somebody who I really didn't want to deal with for months on end. And it ended horribly when, if I would have just pulled back earlier. Now, again, there are a lot of factors as to why I didn't pull back earlier. That was my only job. So it's like, you know, I'm an autism mom, so I work from home. It's hard to find a job where I'm able to work from home and still be mobile and, you know, take him where he needs to go and do what, like, not just sitting in my computer all day. So, you know, it was something that let me do that. And I was scared to let it go. I was scared of the connections that this person had. I was scared of burning those bridges because whatever have you. But at the end of the day, I kind of did all that anyway. You know what I mean? So it's like, I should have just listened to my intuition beforehand while I was actually going through it, instead of letting my subconscious handle it, which is essentially what I did.
I think what you did there is like I said, something that we all do, especially with your circumstances, you know, single mom, you got full custody, Ethan, you know, all the stuff that you got to sit there and deal with. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you almost feel like you're like rocking a hard place. I'm just going to just stick it out. And so many different people feel that way. Like, to see people, hell, see myself in a job where I am visibly unhappy, that my manager knows that I'm happy. My manager has pulled me into the office to be like, "Hey, Jerry, it just don't seem like you're happy here." And I'm like, "I'm not," and I got the balls up to be like, "I'm not," and here's why. And then I'm going through all this shit. And did you even know that my dad died this year and everything? And I ain't take off because y'all didn't give a rat's ass any. Like, just going off, and he just like. But the first thing I said before I went off was, is my work impacted?
Right.
I mean, no, your work is fine. Then what's the problem? Because I got to that point where I was like, you care enough to ask me to say that you know that I'm unhappy, but you don't care enough to actually
make that change
to help me with it. And because as far as you're concerned, well, Jared's work is still decent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I know he could do better. I know how smart he is. I know how capable he is. No. I'm going to do what other people are doing who get paid $10,000-$20,000 more than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do that. Like, I'm not about to carry the franchise. No. So.
Yeah. It's so unfortunate. Like, And then you go into the office every day? Like,
I go in right now. I go in once a week.
Oh, okay. So that's not too bad.
Yeah. It's not too bad, but yeah. So, but I'm at home, so I'm just like, I'm going to do what you going to do at home. And which is sad because I have like my sisters and my friends, they'll be calling me and they're like, just trying to talk. I'm like, what you doing? I'm working. Anyway. and then just keep right on talking. I'm just like, well, I am working on podcast stuff. I mean, what do you mean?
Right. That's
so funny. All right, so life after that. That unfortunate incident happened, and I do like the fact that you recognize that it was a vessel to get you to the next spot. That's fucking dope. So you move on to there. How were you feeling mentally? Like, because I feel like, as you said, this is the first time you ever lost your job before. Like,
I was ever fired. Never been fired.
Never fired. Yeah. So this is like a surreal experience. So did it chip away at your confidence, especially in the industry that you are, where it's so highly competitive? How did you build back up? How did you build up yourself?
This is going to sound really crazy, but it didn't chew up my confidence at all, because nice. I knew what I was doing to fuck it up. You know, so like, I'm fully aware that I am able to do what I need to do when I need to do it. Again, it's just more so listening to myself and really trusting myself that I know what's good for me, even if I'm scared of it, you know? So it didn't really chip away at my confidence. We actually, like, I lost my job the end of July. They kept me on. So, like, they fired me, but, you know, when production, you fire somebody, the content is still coming out. So until they could find my replacement. So clearly I was okay at my job. They kept me on for the month to finish out. So if I was doing terribly, you would have just been like, don't touch my shit anymore. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I finished out the month of August. September, we did our first live show for Not Just Another Sex Podcast at the SE Content House. So that was, you know, preparing for all of that. And then in October, we signed our first client. So everything happened so fast. Those 3 months, like, it's a blur. I couldn't tell you, I couldn't differentiate what day was in what month other than the way my hair looked. It's really crazy. I swear to God. Everything was just moving so fast. So just the fact that we were able to, you know, get a new client, start a new show, someone who was like, yeah, we trust you, we believe in you. And then we did it, we executed it. That show came out with 20 episodes. She had to take a little seasonal break because of personal issues. But just the fact that I was able to do that and charging, going back to our rates, charging what we're worth, as well as actually getting paid what we're worth. When I switched over, from one show that I'm making now under my own entity, I made more from that one show than I did with 4 shows with the other person.
Shit. Do you think that people think that's paying dues, or you kind of just peep out like,
I think I'm not going to say that I was worth that amount when I first started with that person. I'm not saying that at all. However, there's industry standards of what you're supposed to be getting paid, and it's not that. Right. So I didn't know that because I don't know what industry standards are. I was in the medical field for 20 plus years. Before I started with this person, yeah, I was doing podcasts, but I was doing it for myself. So, like, I knew the work, but I never got paid for it. I didn't know what it would actually be cost. And, like, my sister, she's in production as well. She's a director, cinematographer, all sorts of things. And I had asked her one day, I said, what are your rates? And she told me, and I was just like, I am charging way too, like, I am getting paid bullshit. I told her what I was getting paid. She said to me, she was like, listen, I know that this is your door in there, but you're not, this is not sustainable.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? I feel you on that, because I'm, I listen to you, and this is where the crossroads where I am right now, where I am like, I was talking to one of my podcast mentors, and I was telling them my rates on, well, not my rates, but what I, because I had yet to establish my rates, so I was telling them what I was charging, mm-hmm. and then all the stuff that I was doing. She looked at me like I was crazy. She like, you doing all that for that? And I think that's, it's not just the podcast industry. I think when you are trying to establish yourself, whether it's any business or whether it's, because I've had conversations with my daughter, Brooklyn, where she's for her baking company, how much did I charge for these cupcakes? And I'm just like, well, maybe how much are you charging? But no, that's too low. That's too low. Like, you know, like you put the special little sprinkles and the cream in it. No, man, that's too low. That's too low. You know, so I think it's that imposter syndrome, especially, mm-hmm. again, you're transitioning from medical to there, and so for whatever reason, we kind of settled in on that. So I am incredibly proud of you. I am a cheerleader for you. So I like, you know, you be doing some shit, and I'll be like, I want to do it too. Like, you know, so I'm probably gonna harass you more now that I know that you will be like, well, Jerry, here, you know, what about this? Say less. All right. So I probably will harass you more because it crossed my mind a lot, but you know, I know you're busy. So I never want to infringe on that. I'm really good at asking.
Same.
So, yeah. So I appreciate that. So this has been interesting. This has been eye opening. I'm sitting there thinking I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to be making some changes in the 9 to 5 based upon what you're saying. And what I hear you saying, Stephanie, what I hear you saying is that I need to be making some changes in my podcast stuff too. So you didn't do that.
I mean, at the end of the day, you have to make changes to yourself. The only reality we know is our perception. And your perception is not only molded by the things that you see, it's also by how you think and how you feel. So if you don't change your outlook, if you don't change your confidence, and confidence is literally just trusting yourself, right? So if you don't have the trust in yourself to do the things that you need to do, nothing is ever really going to change. So it's just like, I know it's so corny and it's like, it says it on tea packets and all that stuff, but literally the change is in you. Like, I feel so wishy saying shit like that, but it's so fucking true.
And it is true. All right, last segment. It's about damn time. You know how it goes. So, Stephanie, what is it about damn time for people to start doing to remove themselves from a toxic work environment?
Oh, listen to yourself. Listen to your intuition. Trust your intuition. Know when. Oh, and accountability. Accountability is key. How are you participating into your misery at work?
All right, I set you up. I didn't realize you were gonna be dropping bars like that. I did not realize that you were gonna drop a bar and, you know, just blow it out the water. Okay. All right, cool. You still there? Like, you keep saying that, you know, I'm not in front of the mic anymore. I'm on the background, but you still got the skills. I see this.
I know. The show is coming back.
I read my mind because I just about to sit there and tip in and ask you about it. When is it coming back?
It'll be back this summer, for sure.
Okay. All right. I am going to be your accountability partner and hold you to that. I'll just do some friendly check-ins. Like, hey, how's it going? Because I'm excited. I love you in front of Mike talking. I always have. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
Plug something for me. You know, let people know where they can find you, where they can follow you, where they can see all the stuff that's going on, where they can see TikTok videos of you eating chicken without water for like 15 minutes. Look, all that shit.
That was crazy. Okay, so on Instagram, it's _ Steffi Kiss, STEPHYKISS. On TikTok, it's Autism Mommy. I know I have a different name for everything. It's terrible, I know. The show that's coming back is Autism Mommy, and that will be on all platforms. Check out the shows I produce, The Real Mama Pod, Not Just Another Sex Podcast, and Take Two with Tiffany Loren.
She is a busy woman, and she does so much. Steph, thank you for being here. It's about damn time.
Thank you. I love it here.